From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence that is preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need. De Mistura cut short a meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force Thursday in Geneva and said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussions of action instead of wishes or promises. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. It is believed he may be ill. The U.S. Olympic Committee has confirmed that two members of the men's swim team have been detained by police in Rio de Janeiro to answer questions about an alleged robbery. Gunnar Bentz and Jack Conger were removed from a plane Wednesday as they tried to head home from the Rio Olympics. They were taken to a special police area in the airport. Police continue to investigate claims made by fellow swimmer Ryan Lochte that the three, along with teammate James Fegan, were robbed at gunpoint on Sunday by men who identified themselves as police officers. Brazilian officials say the swimmers have given conflicting testimonies about the incident. Jamaican runner Usain Bolt is back in action Thursday. He's defending his unofficial title of fastest man alive as he competes in the 200-meter sprint. Green Party candidate Jill Stein says she has a chance to become the next U.S. president, all of that despite a big task of overcoming the dominance of the two major U.S. political parties. She spoke on CNN. This is VOA News. The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday that the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to the foundation of the constitutional system of the Russian Federation and state security. The Washington-based IRI says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The New York-based MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter announced Thursday it has suspended an additional 230,000 accounts for promoting terrorism over the past 6 months. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. Twitter says that daily suspensions of users' accounts have increased by 80% since 2015. It adds that many of the suspensions immediately follow terrorist attacks. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains in the country. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation, raising questions about the survival of their national unity government. The two Afghan leaders met Wednesday and are scheduled to hold more talks in coming days. A Philippine senator is vowing to continue an official inquiry into President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug trafficking campaign, despite threats made against her. Senator Leila de Lima called Mr. Duterte's campaign an abuse and misuse of executive power during a speech Thursday in Manila. De Lima has launched a legislative probe into the killings of at least 1,000 suspected drug traffickers since Duterte took office in June. At least 6 people were killed and more than 120 wounded when 2 car bombs exploded near police stations in eastern Turkey Thursday. The first car bombing took place in Van Province. The second took place in the garden of the İlizig police station. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California have made some progress in containing a wildfire that burned nearly 13,000 hectares, destroying houses and forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. The fire began Thursday in a mountainous area north of San Bernardino. More than 1,500 firefighters are on the ground, and more are on their way.
That's the latest world news from VOA.